Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off site-wide, plus premium doorbusters, and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
By the way, some people have checked in as far as the percentage of people that need to poop that are on I-5 right now. So one guy's saying, I'm guessing anywhere from 25 to 30% of people that are on I-5 coming home in the afternoon probably have to poop because a lot of people don't poop at work. That's a good call.
All right, that's good thinking.
Someone else checks in and says, I'm on I-5. I've got to poop right now.
I'd rather try to keep a poop in than need to pee real bad. It's just a different level of pain. Sometimes it ebbs and flows
in
the wind.
It depends, man. Like, look, you can wake up at 3 in the morning and you have to pee. You are going to pee. Right? Your body has woken you up. Like, go pee, man. Right? You do it. You wake up 3 in the morning. You think to yourself, I got to poop. I don't feel like getting out of bed. And you very safely say, I'm going back to sleep, right? There's little risk, I believe, of pooping yourself in your sleep. But, like, if you've got to poop, like, gotta poop, like, you can't hold it back, I'd rather pee. I just would.
I feel like, too, maybe the day of the week matters.
But so what day would you say is a poop-heavy day, say on I-5?
I'd say the weekend, like Saturday.
Really?
I don't know. I just feel like when I was a kid... Right, you eat normal stuff during the week, but almost every Friday we got some type of takeout food.
Oh, right. You're messing with your diet.
Yeah.
All the greasy stuff and all that kind of thing.
I'm just saying, I feel like Saturday would be a higher level of being like, oh man, I shouldn't have eaten that last night.
So just one thing about having kids, it's so weird, right? So like when they're real little and wearing diapers, they probably have defecated as you're in the car. You'll find out when you get wherever you're going, right?
Yeah.
You check the diaper, you're like, it's poop, I'll change the diaper. Well, the kids are at the age now, it's like, no man, look, like... We've got to pull over. I've got to poop. And it's like, man, it's kind of sucks. Almost like they need to come up with like road trip diapers. Like, look, we're in a hurry. We're going to be stuck in the car for a long time. You guys never go to the bathroom in spite of us asking you to do that. So if you've got to poop, you're doing it in your pants.
It depends on where the gas station is. A lot of places, they don't have them. They don't have bathrooms. If you have more of a truck stop type of environment.
Sure.
But a lot of places just don't have public bathrooms.
We stopped at a truck stop in New Mexico. I do not recommend this, man. I don't know if we all ate the same thing or whatever it was, but we're on this road trip. We're like 3 hours into it, and everyone's kind of like, when we get to the next exit, like everyone has to go to the bathroom, and everyone has to poop. And so my daughter and my wife go to their bathroom, and my son, man, we walk into this truck stop bathroom, and we just looked at each other, and I'm like, I know what you're thinking, man, but I've got to go bad enough that I've got to do it. And my son's just like shaking his head. Like, I mean, it's just wet and there's hair. You know what I mean? It's that kind of thing. So I finish up my business. He's still just contemplating, staring at like the floor in there. And I'm like, man, you got to suck it up and do it. I was like, look, you can either poop your pants or use this nasty ass bathroom.
Yeah.
Very begrudgingly, he walked into the stall. And this is such a sad moment, right? So he walks into the stall. And as he closes the door, he looks over his shoulder at me with, like, the saddest eyes you've ever seen. And I'm like, dude, you make it look like you're going to your execution.
Come on,
it's
man.
Just hover.
Look, man,
he's like, why is it so humid? I'm like, I don't know.
If you're driving down to Portland, there's two or three rest stops on the way in the southbound lane. They have these huge-ass troughs for using the bathroom to go number one in the men's room. They have one one stall to go number two. So whenever you stop at those restrooms and go in, there are five guys lined up.
Right. And that's bad.
Against the wall, yeah. You know, just waiting for that one stall. And you walk in, you got to pee. You're like, ha ha. But I mean, if you had to go, you're still 15 minutes before you're going to be able to even get a shot.
Those bathrooms, and then, like, you ever have, like, one of those flights? Like, you got to be at the airport at, like, 4:30 or 5 a.m.? That's the same thing, man. I feel like you go in the men's room and you're just standing. It's just like other dudes. It's like everybody's doing the same thing. Right?
But everyone, for whatever reason, people unload at the airport.
Oh, my God,
like,
man.
Typically, you don't like to play an away game, but for whatever reason, people get to the airport, they're like, oh, I'm home. Let her rip.
The other thing I found about the airport bathroom, man, you walk in there and there's 100 dudes in there. And you're like, oh, but then you realize maybe 10% are actually using the bathroom. It's one of those, everyone's been holding a fart.
Yeah, when you get off the plane.
And man, I mean, and I don't know if women do it too, but man, you walk into the guy, right, that's all you hear. But no one's in the stall.
And then
it's like, you just walk up to the sink, everyone's kind of looking at each other, and it is this massive collective just...
Last time I went to the airport.
And then they're gone.
My thing was, last time I went to the airport, again, it was early... Like the caller earlier said, I have a routine, but this was way before my routine kicks in.
Yeah.
So I get to the bathroom. I've got my luggage in there. This is my last stop before I'm going to go to the gate. I've already been and gotten breakfast and all that crap. I'm like, I just need to do this real quick. I'm in there. Actually, not a lot of people in there, but they got the PA going on. And right in the middle of just unloading, over the PA goes, welcome to SeaTac Airport. I'm Duff McKagan from Guns N' Roses. I want to encourage you and welcome you to Seattle. I'm just sitting there going like, I'm taking a crap, man.
And I got to listen to your voice.
I'm listening to Duff McKagan in the bathroom. This is weird.
I'll tell you, man, there was a guy, I think it was the Foo Fighters show, but we're at the stadium. And like anything, there's a long-ass line to get in the guy's bathroom, but it's moving along pretty well. And the guy in front of me, bigger dude, but he's one man in front of me, and a urinal opens up. So he looks at me and says, oh, no, man, that's not the toilet I need. Like, understood. So I go over to the urinal. He goes into a stall. And I mean, this dude was in and out of the stall before I was done peeing.
Impressive. That's metamucil.
That means, like, bro, you had to go that bad. It wasn't like a sit and wait. I mean, this, and you can hear it. It's just like, poof, done. Toilet flushing, wiping his ass. He's washing his hands. And I mean, me and, like, two other guys looking at each other like, he did just walk in there, right? Mm-hmm. Good God. By the way, some updates on I-5. I'm on the trestle right now. I'm barely moving. I'm ready to take a dump off the side of the edge. I'm at DEFCON 5. Someone else, Ted, as far as days of the week, they're taking your argument, but they're saying, I'm going to say it's on Monday because people eat the worst food on the weekends.
Actually, so that's by Monday a very morning, good call.
And then someone else says, I have to poop every commute home. I don't poop at work. My body is on a schedule. I'm working up one right now, waiting to get in my car in 30.
Well, and I feel like I know more people than not that's kind of their first order of business as soon as they get home is to run to the bathroom. So I wouldn't be shocked if that number's high of the number of people.
All right, Richard, Ted's got, what did you say, about 15? I'm as low as 5.
I'd say it's a quarter of them, man.
Yeah,
You're going 25% of the people on I-5 right now.
Seems high.
You think 25% seems high?
I'm just saying it seems high. When you said 5%, I'm like, it seems like it's got to be higher.
Can we put a qualifier on here? What are we defining as need to poop?
Like I need to get home and poop. Like
it's an emergency situation, or like I could poop.
Okay, emergency situation. I would say 2%.
Yes,
like where they're trying to speed or driving on the shoulder of the road, kind of thing. Like it's that bad. Just poop.
I guarantee you, at least a quarter of them out there could sit on the toilet and deliver.
You think so?
Yes.
One out of four people driving on I-5.
I would put money on it.
I cannot help but keep looking out of our window. Like, this pickup truck just went by.
How many of you need to poop?
Now, here's the thing. He's driving faster than everybody else.
That's right.
He's got to poop.
He's got to
go. I mean, seriously, like, he's going probably 20 miles an hour faster than everyone else.
Nearest rest stop's freaking 20 miles down.
It is. It's tough, man. It's...
I mean, some people just drive like they got to poop all the time.
They do. My wife drives like that. Like, you in a hurry? Like, nope. I'm just driving.
She's like, I just don't want to be on the road.
That's it.
Blinds.com is kicking off the savings early with Black Friday mega deals all month long. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings is a small project with big results. And Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. It's a busy season. Skip the long lines or waiting around all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing on quality, style, or service.
A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. We can even handle everything from measure to install. And you can get window treatments for your whole home installed for just one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Black Friday mega deals all month long at Blinds.com. Get up to 45% off select styles. Plus, score premium doorbusters and a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. That's up to 45% off and a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.